This episode of the Energy Stoners Cafe is sponsored by the Black Arts Matter Network, blackartsmatter.net. Welcome to the Energy Stoners Cafe. My name is Toni Quest, and I'm really happy that you're here. I like to interview the most interesting people I can find on the planet. So grab a cup of coffee, sit down, relax, and listen. You're going to find that these guests are so intriguing, you'll wonder why you didn't know about them before. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Energy Stoners Cafe. Tonight, I have a great guest. His name is Matthew Dell. He owns a business that's called Smith's Sons Farm. And what he does is he's involved in the cannabis industry. So, Matthew, why did you get into the cannabis business to begin with? What was your motivation for doing it?
Well, I guess to back up a little bit for me is I've been in the nutritional supplements business for about 17 years now. And I've done a lot of research through the years on hemp and cannabis and CBD oils and what other countries are doing. So that's been going on for some time. And when I moved up to Tennessee, we started to about 3 years ago, 4 years ago, I started seeing the marketplace opening up in Tennessee. And it's like a pilot. They had a pilot program that launched here in Tennessee. I watched it for a little while. And then the company I work for is a nutritional supplements company. We were talking about growing our own and working together as a group. So we were not sourcing our CBD oil out from another company. So that would help us decrease our costs and increase our profits. So just by having a single source or an in-house source for the CBD. So we invested to build, to grow out about an acre of hemp. So we had a lot of fun with that. We built, built our greenhouse, and we planted outside a couple months later. And actually this time last year, we were pretty close to harvesting all of our plants this time last year. Just a quick story about that is, I have some other business partners that had, they were seeking a good resource for CBD oil. And so they had contracted myself, and I brought on another partner. And so we actually grew here in Tennessee. You can grow in what's called industrial hemp. Mm-hmm. And industrial hemp is basically, it's basically the same plant as cannabis, but industrial hemp has very low THC. has to be under the federal levels of 0.3% THC.
Right.
So we were contracted to grow an acre of hemp to produce CBD oil for their products.
Oh, great.
And so what happened was because of the FDA regulations and all kinds of stuff going on, the market really had crashed. And so we could not sell our stuff for what we wanted, our product. We couldn't sell our product to what we wanted to sell it for, what we needed to sell it for. So we ended up keeping it. And so my wife and I were experimenting about doing some lotions and salves. And I have a good friend of mine who's a chiropractor who kept begging me he said, I want something with CBD in it. I want a lotion. I want this. I want that. And I said, okay. So we started experimenting, and Leslie and I came up with this recipe, and we think it's fantastic too. We've had tremendous response with it locally. We sell at our local farmer's market, and I sent out samples to you and a friend of mine in Kentucky and a friend of mine in Nashville, and everybody seems to love it. So we are gearing up to, I don't want to say mass produce it, but we have production. We have all the things that we need to produce it. We do make it in small batches, so we can control, the quality and quantity. And, but we do have everything in place for production, and we just launched, the website.
Wow. So thinking about the fact that you're dealing with basically CBD oil, and that's the oil that basically doesn't have the psychogenic effect, how do you discern with planting it? How do you discern which plants are the CBD, would that be considered, I think it's called the indica as opposed to the sativa? Am I using the right terminology?
Yes, I think you're close. Really what you're looking for is female plants. And you ask these huge questions all the time.
That's what I specialize in. It's my specialty.
The big question. Let me back all the way up. Let me get my brain around this so I can help answer this better. So cannabis has oils in it. And so one of those oils is THC. And so the THC is what gives those the psychotropic effects. You get high and you're buzzed and whatever. But also in the cannabis plant, there's actually other oils which are called cannabinoids. And these cannabinoids, there's a whole variety of them. I don't know what the research says, but off the top of my head, I would say that there's probably 30 to 40, maybe even more different cannabinoids in the cannabis plant or the hemp plant. And so these cannabinoids actually have different functions, and some of them work together really well. Some of them work by themselves okay. For instance, CBD is actually just one cannabinoid, but there's also what's called CBG, CBC, CBA, CBN. All of these other cannabinoids, these what they call phytocannabinoids, have different properties. And so what these different properties do is they communicate different functions within the body. And in the body, you know, backing up just a little bit too, is back in the late 80s, scientists started to discover these receptors or transmitters at the end of nerve endings. And so these nerve endings were for different things like emotions, pain, joy, whatever, or different sensations like touch. So these different nerve endings, they classified them into a system known as the endocannabinoid system.
Oh.
And so what the CBD, CBG, CBA, what these do is these oils, these phytocannabinoids within the hemp plant help communicate into the endocannabinoid system. For instance, you have an infection. You cut yourself and it's starting to get infected a little bit. So what your body does, what the endocannabinoid system does, it communicates to work with the rest of the body to build up your white blood cells, to fight off the infection. It also talks to your skin cells to say, hey, you need to build better. And then your body is saying, well, I need nutrients to go this direction. So this is what basically in a nutshell, what the endocannabinoid system does. And CBD has this amazing, or the cannabinoids in the hemp plant have this amazing function to, it's like putting oil on your gears, putting grease to your wheels. It's like, okay, it's going to make the body do what it needs to do. And that's what's so amazing about CBD. And so getting into one cannabinoid is the CBD market, but that's kind of a different side of the story is when you get into the different types of CBD products.
So I imagine at some point you'd be able to, or I guess people in the industry like yourself will be able to distinguish between one or the other, or even extract a specific one. I find it interesting that there's such a spectrum of CBD. Most people don't know that. They know there's THC, you know, which is actually a lot less expensive. But the CBD is more expensive when you can extract it because it's so powerful for healing.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So, you know, there's this amazing effects on the body, but the different types, I can say I work with four different brands of CBD or hemp oil in some form or fashion. But we have the Smith's Sons farm, which we actually make our own CBD oil. And we consider what's called a full spectrum oil. And what I mean by full spectrum, it has an array of cannabinoids in there. And our particular type of plants that we grew from seed, because there's so many different strains out there of hemp and cannabis. So we picked one that was going to be high in the CBN and CBG because it has different effects on the body. So that's what we did that specifically. But you're right, commenting on what you just said too, is that you have to look for the two main different types of hemp products out there. You have what's called a full spectrum product, and you're right on that terminology, because full spectrum is going to contain all the cannabinoids from that plant.
Right.
There's also what's called a isolate phytocannabinoids. And the isolate is really just the one cannabinoid. So there are certain ways to extract one cannabinoid like CBD out of the oil. And so that's what's called an isolate.
Which means you're isolating that particular characteristic of the oil.
Exactly. See, you finished my sentence for me, because that's how well we get along.
Yes, it is how well we get along.
We were getting into technical stuff, but I had to break it down a little bit.
No, it's good though. So, no, it's good, because a lot of people don't realize the significance of CBD, of the hemp business, the hemp industry. People are investing in it in many ways. And a lot of people just want personal products for themselves. Now, you've developed a hemp cream, like a lotion.
Yes. I have a friend of mine who is actually my chiropractor. So he knew when we were growing hemp, and he said, "Oh yeah, let me know when you get it done," and all this stuff. So about more than 6 months ago, he said, "Okay, now that you got your hemp," he said, "I want a cream. I want some sort of lotion or a cream." So he's been after me for many, many months to get a cream going. And so we had some trials and errors. We had some that we really liked. And then, we came up with another recipe that is really, we try and keep it as organic as possible, but it's a cream, and it's just based on shea butter, almond oil, our CBD oil, and a few other things. Like we put camphor and menthol and vanilla in another. So we've had some great results from it.
Vanilla.
Yeah. We have a vanilla called a body butter, vanilla body butter.
Wow. I want to try that one. I bet it's absolutely outstanding. I know that your lotion actually works locally. If you put it on like a strained muscle or an arthritic knee, it actually works. It does take the pain away. And I'm testifying here for it to be true. And so I recommend it. So you've been doing this for a while, and it sounds like you're going other places with it.
Yes, we started out in the local farmer's market, and gave it away to some samples away to the doctor, the chiropractor, and some family members, and people have seemed to love it. I actually had somebody drive off the mountain the other day. I live in a valley in Pikeville, Tennessee, so we have mountains on both sides. And so this one guy who drove 25 miles off the mountain into the valley and met me at the farmer's market and said, "I love your stuff. I'm going to buy more."
Yeah, there's, because it does work.
Yeah. I said, "Oh, well, okay, you're great."
I shouldn't be endorsing, but I just did.
You know, we're excited about it, and I appreciate the comments. And I'm quoting you on that because it's on record now, and that's going to be on my website. And I'm gonna blast it out in the email. Tony Quest said,
"No,
said this about
feel
my-
free, feel free. No, it's okay. I'm all for it. Only because a lot of times, you know, everybody's experienced some kind of pain, and most of the time, I'll say it's not your fault that you have that pain. But it's nice to know that you can avoid taking like an actual RX drug to get rid of it.
Yes,
mm-hmm. And that you can do it locally. You can just rub it on the spot." You know, and it does kind of work, and it does reduce inflammation. That's the biggest, the most popular or well-known characteristic of CBD oil is that it reduces inflammation. So even if you take it like locally to rub on, or if you took it, let's say, orally, you're not really harming yourself in any way.
Right. What's good about the topical is that it does go into one spot. And that's great. And I appreciate the comments. And again, we've had some great reviews. You're talking about orally too, and that's getting back into the topic of CBD oil. And we actually will have on our website. So we have the creams.
Mm-hmm.
We have the body butter, which comes in a 1 ounce and a 2 ounce. And we also have the muscle rub, which has the camphor and the menthol. And that is really good for joints. We use the carrier oils of the shea butter and the almond oil. So those actually work really well to absorb in the skin. And that actually carries also the CBD oil. into the skin. And then you have the menthol and the camphor kind of all working together to, you know, where there's discomfort in joints or whatever. My wife rubs it on her knees quite a bit. And I played 7 hours of softball the other day and I put it all over my feet. So
yeah,
and my knees.
So it's soothing for some reason. It really, it's funny, just can't understand why. So you said you're going to be getting into oral CBD where you can actually take the oil or, you know, by mouth.
Yes. The muscle rub and the body butter, you do not want to eat that.
Right. No, not that stuff.
We will actually have some other brands on our website that I already work with. So one of them is called Complete Hemp, which is a great product, really, really popular in the natural foods stores. And then we also have another one called Mellow Life, which is really good too. So, and then we'll have all that available on our website. So we can sell online and you can put your credit card online. We do have flat rate shipping.
Where do you think the industry is going with CBD at this point, with cannabis in general? Where do you think it's heading? Because a lot of people are curious about it. Some people are curious about investing in the industry, you know. So what is, you've just already done it. You're in it already.
Investing in anything is always going to be risky and tricky. But I think that where the FDA is going, that's one of the biggest things right now, is little by little, they're opening up more and more of the hemp market, which is great. What happened was about this time last year, a lot of people were gung-ho and moving forward. And then January kicked in and come to find out is one of the largest credit card processors got shut down. Because they were selling marijuana through their credit card systems.
Ouch.
So the feds came in, shut them down. And then it took about 6 months for companies to get actually credit card processing back up and running. Just a quick story, backstory, if I can. What had happened was there was the largest processor in the United States to process hemp sales online and in retail stores. They were not vetting their customers, the retail stores. And so what had happened is the FDA came in and found out that they were actually selling marijuana with credit cards and taking credit cards to sell marijuana. And that is totally illegal. So for 6 months, the FDA shut down all credit card processing.
Of hemp products.
Yeah, of hemp products. Yeah, CBD, hemp products. And so with that, the whole industry just kind of crashed. Because nobody could sell online anymore, and then they started kicking it off to where you could only sell online and take credit cards online if you were already doing $250,000 a month.
What?
Not a year, but a month.
What?
So that's
crazy.
So that limited to like a handful of companies, and so everybody else, like the other company I was working, I do some work for. We sell CBD online, but we could not take credit card processing at all. And so it really hurt their business. And until we were able to get Square, and that took about a good 6-7 months for that to kick off. So that's kind of where the FDA is right now too, but it's getting better. And I think the CBD market is going to be really huge. Once people really understand the actual value of the product, but hemp is not going away. I think that it's as federal regulations, FDA, USDA, states. I see states starting to work together a little more and more, where it's easier to sell across state lines or travel with it across state lines. As a grower, I'm speaking as a grower. You know, if you have your own in your personal pocket, that's one thing. But as a grower, and somebody in the industry, so. It's getting back into the mass production. So I think that it's a growing business. And I think that we reached a peak at one point and then it crashed for a little bit, but I think it's coming back pretty strongly.
Well, okay. And considering that the properties of CBD, because it doesn't necessarily get you that high, but it, for some reason, it does help people focus, and it's excellent for sleep problems.
Yes.
And that's a good way. That's a good reason to grow some more, Matt.
Yeah, I would say. Well, that's the beauty about the cannabinoids, is that it's going to talk to your body and tell your body what it needs. And it's going to kind of give you that boost to whether you need some mental focus or, you know, the FDA is, I can probably say this, okay, the FDA is opening up to the VA and the veterans, starting to allow CBD oil into the VA, which is amazing. So that's great. So if you're not in combat, then not in combat, but you're retired and you need to go to the VA, and where our soldiers have, you know, had issues with PTSD and other issues like that. So the FDA is starting to, FDA and the VA are working together to start bringing in CBD. So I think that's a huge step for that.
That is a huge step.
Yeah, and that's great. That's awesome.
And I would say it's about time. I'm really all for it. Only, you know, from personal experience with CBD, it amazes me that I can make a decision that I have to get a good night's sleep, and I can't be like, you know, like ditzing around, and I got to get in the bed and get to sleep, and I got to get up and be fresh in the morning. I'll take CBD oil, and it's not like you get any kind of a feeling, but for some reason you feel like you naturally relax and you naturally go to sleep and sleep the entire night through. That's my experience. Okay, so I'm for it, and I'm looking forward to when you get in the other part of the business where you're selling the oil to take orally. I'm really looking forward to that.
Yes, we'll have that up and running probably by Monday or Tuesday.
Oh, soon. And you're going to be building a website for that, a web page?
Well, it's up and running there. That's smithsonsfarm.com.
smithsonsfarm.com.
Yep, it's up and running. It's there. So we sell through our website right now, the lotions.
Okay, there you go. It's mm-hmm. there. So yeah. There we have it. And I want to thank you so much, Matthew, for coming mm-hmm. on the show again. You know, I always enjoy talking to you so much, and you really gave some excellent information for the audience. I know they're going to be really pleased to listen to this. And I'm going to talk to you soon, I know.
Yes.
And we'll talk more about this. And thank you again. And thank you, audience, for coming to the show. I'll say goodbye for now and see you later. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to the Energy Stoners Cafe.